And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And it left the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine. Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Walking hand in hand down an icy road. Hear the choir sing carols we all know. Lanterns fill the streets with light. We're heading home, carrying gifts. There's magic in the red and gold.
Hey, hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It is Black Friday. It is Dana Powell on the show today. Dana is a singer-songwriter, and we are super, super psyched to have her. She has some new music coming out next week, and she also has a Christmas single already out that came out, just last week, I think. Yeah, just last week on the 17th. It's called With You on Christmas Eve. We have teased some music here on the episode. A big thank you for Dana for coming out and chatting with us. We had a great time getting to know her and everything that she's about, and we're super, honestly, super excited to see what she does, because we think, you know, she's got it. You know, I love what she has out currently, because there's a lot of piano stuff, and I like that. You don't get a lot of piano in country music anymore. And it's nice to see. You know, I'm super anti-Christmas before Thanksgiving, so now that it's here, now that it's come and gone, Christmas music is fine. Christmas music is totally, totally fine with us. So I hope everybody that's in the States here had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and Christmas season can kick off. So we'll kick it off with Dana Powell, and I hope you enjoy her stuff in her episode here with us. That's really it, guys. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Let's see what else. We got nothing going on really this weekend, I don't think. So just a chill weekend at home, and we thank you for being here. And we will have three episodes again next week. We're going to kick it off with Jay Allen, and then Allison Porter, and then Jet Juergensmeyer. So thank you so much for tuning in, and next week we'll be back at it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Until we get through the episode, we'll come back. We're going to come back and finish recapping everything. But until then, guys, enjoy the episode. Here's a word from one of our sponsors, and you'll hear some words from other sponsors throughout the episode. If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's see. Yeah, social media. Go check it out. Sorry, I'm super, tryptophan. We're recording this introduction on Thanksgiving itself in between, you know, our first helping of food and our second, you know, maybe a couple of bourbons a little bit. So we're getting ready for the fam to come over for the evening portion. We do kind of like a double dose kind of thing where we do, I'm giving you way more information than you probably care about, but we do our main meal in the afternoon with close family, you know, and then in the evening, we all do an extended family kind of thing where everybody gets together and all that stuff. So we're just waiting on that. We're just kind of hanging out and, you know, shooting the shit and getting this episode ready to air today. So thank you so much for being here. If you're new here, like I said, thank you for being here. Go check out our socials, everything on there. Boots and Whiskey Podcast, it's everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, the whole nine. Check out our website, bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com. And yeah, like I said, we'll see you on the flip side. We hope you enjoy our conversation with Dana Powell. Enjoy, guys. Cheers.
We want to give a big thank you to our friends over at Off the Rails here in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can find them at offtherailsworcester.com. They have a great restaurant, a great music venue. They have everything you would want to feel like in Nashville right here in Central Mass. If you're ever in the area, check out the restaurant, check out the music venue. Again, offtherailsworcester.com, 90 Commercial Street, Worcester. Check them out.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you perfect.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, of course. Anytime, anytime. You know, this show's kind of about you. I want you to, you know, tell your story, who you are, what you're doing, how you've started doing what you're doing, you know, that whole thing. And we'll shoot the breeze in between and ask you some hard-hitting questions that may come up and within the story, and we'll go from there.
Oh, sounds good. Okay, so my story is a little strange since I went through a name change a couple years ago after getting married. So I originally released albums about five or six years ago under a different name and a different genre and totally different music. It was like a jazz album and music like some kind of more pop jazz. And then after I got married, I married someone from North Carolina. And before I married him, I never listened to country music. This is hilarious. But when I married him, I was like, that's all he listens to is country music, right? And I fell in love with it. After, you know, my whole life of playing different music that was totally, you know, opposite of country. I fell in love with it. And it kind of just absorbed into the songs I was writing and everything. And I, at the same time I married him and my name changed. So I just deleted kind of like all the other music under my other name and started fresh. And so I released in July, I started releasing new music under Dana Powell. And it kind of is like a mix of everything before and then some country elements as well.
So you just up and said, screw everything that I've done.
I did. I was kind of like, I was at a crossroads and I could either keep going with what I had done and keep going with that. And I just felt like it was the wrong move. Like I just wanted to kind of start fresh. And the songs that I were writing were so different than what I put out before. So I just started fresh and started writing some more kind of country singer songwriter, I would say.
That's pretty badass. Now don't mind the reactions. We're a little rough around the edges kind of show.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah,
we're not as professional as, you know, like some other people. but you know, it's what makes the show special, I would say. So you're Canadian, right?
Yes.
By birth. So
yes.
How, you know, I think a lot of people would think Canada, they think, you know, cold country music and hockey, right? Now,
right.
How do you not get into the country music scene growing up there?
Well, I grew up in BC. So there's parts of Canada that are super country. I would say like Alberta is a lot more country than BC is. BC has a lot of, I mean, and there is, of course, there's country music and country bands, but it's just a lot of alternative and jazz and pop and folk, a lot of folk. And my family was a lot of jazz musicians. So I had a cousin that had a jazz album and my mom was a jazz singer. And I was kind of, my grandpa was a jazz musician. So I was just kind of, you know, in that environment. And then when I came to the US, it was just like country music was everywhere. My husband listens to it all the time. His whole family and all his friends listen to it. And I just got like, I got hooked.
That's wild. So
yeah.
So you're from, what did you say, Alberta?
I'm from BC, British Columbia.
Okay. So, yeah, close enough, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. Now how, because I want to get into it, how different of a lifestyle is that from, you know, like the East Coast cities and Ontario and Quebec and, you know, and all that?
So how different is BC from Quebec?
Yeah.
I never lived in on the East Coast. Like I live right now, I live in Indiana, so mm-hmm. I could say it's very, very different than BC. Right? It's just all my family still lives in BC, but I like it here. I'm used to the city. When me and my husband met, I lived in Vancouver, so it was like a big city. And mm-hmm. now I live in, you know, the country. Right. So it's a totally different thing. It's, I like it. It's peaceful. It's quiet. It's, there's no traffic. I mean, those are things I really, really like. It's like, I love Vancouver though. I actually am flying to Vancouver tomorrow. I love it. It's just a totally different lifestyle. Definitely more like, you know, quiet and, yeah. There's some things I don't miss. I don't miss all the sirens, you know, and the
rush hour and
everything.
It's funny because I think, you know, I'm up here in New England, right? And mm-hmm. I could, you know, realistically, I could drive 8 hours, 5 hours, you know, depending on the direction, and be in one of the East Coast major Canadian cities, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I even think about it, and I think it's like a world away. You know, but realistically, it's so close.
Oh, yeah. So where are you in New England?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That is really close to Canada. So yeah. And you've never been?
I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. Do you ski? Never been.
No, God, no. No. Oh. Nope. No. Yeah, okay. It's weird. Being up from Snow World and, you know, all the mountains we have around here, I have never skied or snowboarded a day in my life.
Really? I think we were in Vermont last year skiing. I think that's kind of, is that near you?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. They had some really nice, it's a really nice hill there. Well, that's funny. You just don't know. You have no desire to do any skiing or anything.
No, God, no. I don't even like, I don't even like the cold, let alone the snow.
Okay. I don't like the cold either. No, I totally get that. I'm a bad Canadian there. I was actually in Toronto 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Doing God, some, I'm traveling too much. I am all over the place. And in the meantime, I'm trying to get I have a Christmas album coming out next month.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. Which is, I'm really excited. And I've tried to actually put in a little bit of, there's, you know, some singer songwriter style and some jazz Christmas covers and some originals. So I've kind of mixed it all together and it's going to be, it's really fun. But yeah, I'm traveling around a lot and trying to get that done. So
now, so why all the travel to Canada then? I mean, except for the fact that you being there and all that, is there a reason why you're
so up there? Yeah, there is. Yeah. I actually do a podcast too. Oh. I do. I work for a Canadian nonprofit that is health and fitness oriented. Oh, okay. So I was in Toronto doing interviews with some athletes, and next week I'll be interviewing some in Vancouver.
Nice. So is that what you do for, you know, a quote unquote, you know, 9 to 5? Is that like your profession? And then this.
No, I actually kind of stumbled into it, and I'm doing it. It's like it's not even a part-time job. It's kind of like I'm a host of a podcast. And I work a lot with the Health and Fitness Foundation, but it's hard to explain. I don't really have a 9 to 5 job at the moment. I just, just most of my time is spent with, you know, writing and recording and mixing. Now I'm like, I'm mixing the whole album myself. So I'm just, that's kind of what I'm doing most of my time. And then I also do this health and fitness stuff also.
You're like a Jill of all trades.
I like creating things.
Yeah. Now when it comes to the music, right, you had mentioned that you had a life before country music. Was that kind of, where were you with that? Was that like going somewhere, or was that just something that, you know, you were
doing? So there's actually more to this story, but kind of skipped over it. So a few years ago, Right. So when I put out my jazz album, I actually put out an EP after that. And then that EP was on the college radio charts. So after I did that EP, I decided I wanted to put out a full length album of that type of music. And I released it.
With keeping that Central Mass vibe going, we have to thank our friends over at the DCU Center. Again, here in Worcester, dcucenter.com. They are the premier venue here in Central Massachusetts. They are a mid-size arena. They're the home of the Worcester Railers, the Massachusetts Pirates. Numerous concerts, numerous events. Check them out, dcucenter.com. They are at 50 Foster Street, right here in Worcester. Cheers.
And like the next day, a label contacts me and asked me to sign with them. So I said yes, and I took the album back down, and I ended up signing to this label. And it kind of went off the rails, and I had to kind of start over from scratch.
That seems to be always the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so funny how that happens, you know, unfortunately, where you see these artists that, you know, sign the dotted line or whatever, because it's like, you know, they think the world has, like, just been handed to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turns to absolute garbage.
Yeah, I was naive. I mean, I was younger. I thought my music was actually going in the right way, I thought at the time. And then after I signed that, it was everything was deleted, right? Off my Spotify, off blogs, magazines I'd been in, like anything that I had, all the videos that I had performing, photos, everything was taken down. Mm-hmm. And I was under the impression that I was going to be releasing the album that I had actually already put out, and then it got taken down. But that never happened. It was always like, well, let's actually go this way. Let's actually go this direction. And then you go that direction for 4 months or 5 months, and then actually now we're going to go this direction. Right. And it never actually went anywhere. It never actually went to any direction, because it was just constant like zigzagging. And, finally it was like, this isn't working. So I'm just going to start fresh. And, my husband and I made our own album, our own label, so that we could just kind of avoid that situation again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. And it seems to be, you know, the more and more people I talk to, like, that's the way they're going, is that they're just realistically mm-hmm. doing it all themselves. And they can, you know, because it's working. You know, it's, you don't need mm-hmm. a label really anymore. I mean, yeah, it's nice, you know, depending on, you know, what you get out of it. But for the most part, you know, you can do all of this yourself and still be pretty successful.
Right. Yeah. I would say, I mean, I understand, you know, a lot of people, they want the backing of a bigger label, and they want the financial part and all these reasons, that they have their own reasons for it. But at the same time, it's like, you have to understand what you're signing, uh-huh. you know, and I really didn't. I really did not understand the contract I was signing. It was like a 360 deal. It was like, every decision, I couldn't make any decisions. Right. It had to go through somebody else. And now I can write the songs I want to write. I put out the songs I want to put out when I want to. I don't have to be asking permission to, you know, record my own songs and put them out and in the way that I want to. So yeah, it's been the biggest sense of relief. I can't even explain it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Now, so all of that music that you have, that you put out in the past, now that's, is it all gone? Like, even if you wanted to find it, you couldn't?
Well, I do have some CDs from the past, like actual physical copies. But I, no, I mean, it's mostly completely gone. And wow. And same with the videos. So of like live performance videos and stuff, it's just mostly, which was also, you know, something that I would have thought more about if I had no idea that it, Like, I did not in a million years think that it would have ended up the way that it ended up 3 years later with basically cutting ties to the point where we don't speak. I don't know where it completely dissolved and ended up in just like a terrible situation. So I just never thought that would have happened. So at the time, now I know. Right. Yeah. I would advise anyone to just hold on to everything they can.
This is like a Taylor Swift Scooter Braun, like, move the hell over kind of story.
Well, I'm not, yeah, I wasn't like, you know, well known or anything. So it was in that regard, it was okay. Right. Because I wasn't like, it didn't ruin my career I was trying to build a career. Right. So I wasn't in like anything like that, but at the same time, it really held back, you know, I lost like 3 years of productivity. And so the good thing that came out of it, because my husband and I talk about this a lot, because we had to deal with, you know, a lot of craziness, but a good thing that came out of it was that I would have put out things that I did not feel good about.
Right.
So that I avoided, and now I can put out whatever you want, you know, whatever I want. So I've been this year, I'm trying to make up for the lot 3 years of lost time. So I've put out singles, and I'm putting out a Christmas album, and I have a full-length album coming out in the spring, and I'm just, you know, spending as much possible time as I can just getting this back up.
That's awesome. That's great. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, damn. Like,
I'm sure you've heard this story many times.
Yeah, but like it's mind-blowing to me that how, you know, you hear about it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to say like it's not believed or whatever, but it's like, you know, you hear some of these wild stories and you're like, how wild is this really, you know, is this mm-hmm. really why, you know what I mean? Because we all fabricate, right?
But yeah, for sure. I know what you mean. And I kind of felt the same way at the time. And so we actually talked to a couple lawyers when we were going through this, and both of them had also been in the similar situation. One of them was a singer, you know, back in the 80s, who had a similar situation happen to her, and the other lawyer had labels and had been dealing with this type of case for 40 years, right? He said it was so common that there are a group, you know, there's groups of lawyers that just deal with this.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's wild to me that any artist would even want to consider a label at this point, you know, especially when you're kind of, you know, brand new and have been so used to doing your own thing. Like, why, you know, especially when you see so many other people that don't and, you know, get some success out of it.
And a lot of them, right, they're just really good at selling it to you. It's saying like, you know, we're going to make you a star. We're going to get you the promotion that you need. And we know people they always have this, we know people in the music industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can call them up and we'll talk to them and they'll send you their stuff. And you just get kind of like sucked in, especially at the time I was just doing everything myself and I just needed some help. I was like, oh, well, if they can help me at all, why wouldn't I do it? Right. But
of course.
I've learned why.
Right. Right. And unfortunately, it's wild. That's wow. Mm-hmm. So now from the time that all that ended to this year, how much time had passed before you got back onto the, you know,
that whole situation ended in May of this year.
Oh shit. So you just turned right around and was like, here we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. Our wedding was this year in May, and it was, I think, 2 days before our wedding, we got an email saying I was completely 100% released from everything. All my rights back, everything. So I think it was, 2 days before that. And as soon as we were home from our honeymoon, I was in the studio.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. That is the best wedding gift ever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I can't even, Wow, and you took no time. You just went right to it. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the whole time, you know, even the 3 years, I wanted to be doing it, right? I did not want to be sitting idle, and I just couldn't. I just, everything, I was met with just, with no's and restrictions and all these, you know, all these reasons. It's not good enough. This isn't good enough. That doesn't sound good enough. This song's never going to go anywhere. You know, all of the negativity, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So yeah, as soon as I got the okay, God, I can't believe this is happening. I'm so happy. It was making me, like, you know, unhealthy mentally. Yeah. It was just like, I was so stressed out. I couldn't sleep. I was just full of anxiety. I, you know, and dealing with all of this, because you have somebody just like a gatekeeper, like you can't move ahead because they have this control. And then, you know, you start talking to these lawyers and saying, you know, well, this is not okay, and that's not okay, and what they're doing here isn't okay. So you have a case. So if you need, you know, you have a case, and it's like, okay, well, I'm glad there's people on my side. Luckily, that didn't have to happen, but it was just nice to know. And so as soon as I was allowed, you know, felt free, it was just like freedom, right? And I could go into the studio and start writing and recording, and I had and set out a plan. And I think we put our label as an LLC and within a couple of weeks of that. So yeah, we were just ready to go.
Wow. And at any point through this whole ordeal, did you ever say, you know what, maybe this isn't worth getting back into? Maybe it's time to do something different.
No, I never did.
That's
awesome. I never did. I was just like, I don't care what, I was just in this thing where I don't care what, I'm just doing it. Like, I'm going to do it. I don't care if it's how it goes. Right. Like, I was kind of at the point where it's like this album that I put out, like the one I'm going to put out in the spring, it can go nowhere. And at least I know that I did what I wanted to do and did the best I could do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what, that's a great attitude to have. And you know, it's at the end of the day, that's really all you can do is the best that you know how to do. And that's it. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Are you a musician?
No, God, no. Well, no, oh. I'm not. I played music in high school, mm-hmm. but I was never good at it. So, you know, I decided to, you know, just follow music in a different way. And, you know, I'm big into history and, you know, I have a degree in history, so I like to know how things work and the stories behind things and what the real story is. So that's kind of like how I got into getting fascinated with this, because it's like, everybody has a story and I want to hear, mm-hmm. I, you know, I am a gossip queen and a half, and I just want to.
Now we got to thank our friends on the North Shore, the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint. Our buddy Jonathan Post is the head chef and owner of The Porch. They are at 175 Rivers Edge Drive, right in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't want to miss this place. They have some of the best food in the region. Jonathan has brought his Nashville roots here to New England with the food, with the hospitality, and most of all, the music. Check them out, theporchsouthern.com.
I want to know everything. You know, and it's been fun. It's been interesting to see, you know, this side of everything. You know, there's,
yeah,
you know, outside the glitz and the glamour and the, you know, your name on a billboard, like how much bullshit there is behind the scenes, and how, you know, how real everybody actually is, has been a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, that would be, really interesting talking to. Because you want to know the actual person, right? Not just the, you know, the picture with the hair done and the makeup and everything.
Yep.
Like, yep. What is behind that? You know, I, for sure. And a lot of that is why we write songs in the first place.
Right. Right. And it's, you know, for me, like doing this, you know, and having these sorts of conversations, that it allows, I think, the listener to get an idea on who you are as a person, you know, so they could go back to, you know, a song that you wrote or have put out and listened to it maybe differently and think, okay, mm-hmm. well, maybe, you know, based on the conversation, maybe this is where this song comes from, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
I think it makes it a lot more personal.
Mm-hmm. You know, totally agree.
And trust me, there's been plenty of
people that I've met and talked to, and it's like, huh, you are exactly who I thought you were going to be, you know? And then there's times where it's like, huh, that person took me by surprise. You know, it's wild. It's totally, totally wild. You know, and it's funny because it's, you know, for me, like I've talked to some, you know, freshly new and upcoming people, up and comers mm-hmm. that are like, you know, I am the greatest thing to ever step foot on this earth. And then it's,
oh, wow.
I've talked to people that have been in the industry forever and they're just like, yeah, this is just what I do. It's something crazy, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. it's so wild to see the different perspectives and where people are, you know, in their lives and their careers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that I bet that's eye opening.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, and it also teaches me how I want to conduct myself and how I don't, you know, and
for sure.
You know, and
yeah,
through this whole business thing that I'm trying to develop and, you know, how I want to treat my people that I work with and how I, you know, and the kind of people I want to work with, you know, it's been great. It's been a great learning curve. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I'm so glad you're doing this.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It's been, you know, it's fun. I enjoy it. It's been a labor of love a lot of it, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I got to ask because I kind of looked into it and I never do, but, for people that don't know, your husband's quite the golfer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's a funny story too. We're actually headed to Florida for a few tournaments next week. I think it is next week.
Right.
Yeah, my husband was a pro golfer for 7 years and then he stopped about 8 years ago. He stopped and he had another business. He was like building furniture and his furniture business was very successful. So he just couldn't have time for both. Yeah. And then this, you know, last year we're at home and we were actually watching The Legend of Beggar Vance. Do you know this movie?
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love this movie. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
And we're watching it and I was like, you need to go back to golf. And he was like, okay. Like, so we're just like watching this movie and he's like, yeah, I think I do. And so he immediately like signs up for some mini league tournament that weekend and we are off to Florida. And now he's back in it again. So yeah, it's been a fun year and he's got a lot going on for the next year. He just got a Titleist sponsorship.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So we decided that we were just gonna, you know, pursue our dreams together. You know, he's gonna go back to golf, pursue his golf dreams, and I'm gonna pursue my music dreams, and yeah.
That's so great. I love that. That's freaking cool. That is, you know, because so for him, right? I know we're talking about you, but you know, I'm quite the golfer when I'm drinking.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, God. Oh. I can't. I'm awful at golf, but I love to ride around in the cart and drink beers and hit the ball and, you know, all the stuff you're not supposed to do. But
yeah.
So for the time that he's taken off, he can just kind of decide to, you know, send it in one day and just be like, yeah, I want to get back into this. There's no like ramp up or anything.
No, because, we are lucky in that we have a vacation rental. This all kind of came at the same, happened at the same time, but his business in North Carolina, he closed it. He closed it when he moved to Indiana. So he was going to reopen it in Indiana. And then we were like, are you really passionate about this furniture business still? Or do you want to go back to golf? So we just came like, you know, to this crossroads again. And he's like, I'm really passionate about golf. So let's do it.
Damn.
And then we, you know, that we built a studio in our house so that I can record at home. And so he's got his golf, I got my music, and that's how we're choosing to live at least for the next few years, we've said.
That's awesome. That is so good. I love that. I love when people just decide to do what they want to do and live their lives and, you know, chase their dreams and, you know,
I don't want to say without expectation, but without, you know, giving a shit what anybody else thinks. I love that.
Yeah. Well, because we don't, you know, you don't want to, my biggest fear is I'm going to get older and be like, well, why didn't I do that? Or something. Or, right? And it's like, well, I don't need to wonder. How about I just do it and see if it works out? That's kind of my attitude here.
That's awesome. That's so good. So you've got a Christmas album coming out, which I think we might plan this for that release. When is that? November?
I haven't decided on the release date yet. It'll be in, I haven't decided if I want to release it after or before Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving yet. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Okay. That, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Don't, I can't stand when people put out Christmas stuff in October. It's awful.
Yeah. No, it's too early. Too early.
All right. Well, that's cool. And then the album you're going to come out with next year, is that going to have new stuff on it? Is it going to have a combination of what's already out on it? What is that?
It's all like? Brand new. It's all new. Okay. Yeah. It's, I have a lot of the, a lot of it is done already. It's got, it's kind of like a full on, you know, the stuff that I put out, this year is a lot just stripped down, singer, songwriter, guitar, piano, voice, just really kind of stripped down. Then the stuff that's coming out next year is full, like, you know, like slide guitars and four and electric guitars and drums, and it's everything. So I'm really excited.
Nice. That's awesome. That's so good. Now, is that, how much of that is ready to start putting together?
It's already being put together now. I do a lot of the musicians that record remotely.
Okay.
And then send me the tracks, and that's a lot of it's been done. I would say probably 80% of it's already done.
Wow. Now, do you have a release date in mind for that?
I don't have a release date in mind. I was thinking February, but I actually applied for a couple grants in Canada. So I'm waiting to see if they get back to me.
So I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention our friends over at 10thWhiskey.com. That's 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company. They're out of Vail, Colorado. Great, great friends of ours. We don't like bourbon here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, and they make the absolute best bourbon I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because they've been great to us. They have the best bourbon, the best rye I've ever tasted in my entire life. So check them out, 10thWhiskey.com. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. Cheers. Also, don't forget our friends over at HogwashandRhinestones.com. Our good friend Ray is the owner over there. She makes incredible clothing that you've seen all over the place, from Nashville to Boston to everywhere in between. Some really big names have worn her stuff. That's Hogwash, the letter N, rhinestones.com. Check them out. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. You won't be disappointed. Check them out. Hogwashandrhinestones.com.
Or not within the next few weeks.
Nice. Wow. You're doing it. You've got it going.
I'm trying. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
No, keep going. You know, if the ride you've already been on, anybody, I think in their right mind would have said, fuck it and quit. And you haven't. And I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Now, with your husband's schedule and now with your schedule, like, how are you managing, you know, whether it's a tour or playing out or, you know, getting yourself out there?
Yeah. So that's an interesting thing. So when my husband and I met, I was performing up to 7 hours a night singing and playing piano. And that was in Vancouver. And it was really taking up a lot of the time. So I decided that I was going to focus on what I'm doing now, I've been taking, you know, all of the time, everything I'm doing right now is the studio. So it's like, I'm recording and writing and mixing and all this kind of stuff and producing the entire album. I'm producing myself, both albums. So I'm producing two albums right now. And it's, you know, that takes up all the time. So I think my thing is that when it's all done and ready to go, that I'm going to focus on applying to festivals and playing live and all of that kind of stuff.
Damn. That's awesome. You have a whole schedule. You have like a whole thing in your head on the timeline.
I do. Like, yeah. That's awesome.
Right there alone, that's what's going to make you successful. 100%.
Oh, well, I hope. Thank you. I hope so. And you know, if the album doesn't go anywhere next year, then I'm going to do it again.
That's all that matters. Just keep going. Because you know what? Yeah. A lot of the time, the first thing or whatever doesn't do much. You know, it takes a while. You know, and I think a lot of these artists don't understand that. You know, it's not like, you know, if you were to hire, you know, a manager tomorrow or, you know, a booking or whatever, right? You're not going to have overnight success. You know, it just doesn't happen that way unless you catch lightning in a bottle, right? Mm-hmm. You have to build. Yeah. You have to build a brand. You have to do all of these things, you know? You might not see a return in the first year or, hell, even the second year, but you're it's eventually going to get there. You know, there is no magic pill for this, unfortunately, because trust me, if there was, I would have taken it by now.
I'm really glad you're saying that because that is so true. You have to keep going and expectations, you know, need to be realistic and
I mean, and like, if anybody, you know, and this is, I guess, for anybody that's out there, if somebody comes up to you and you're a new artist and is like, hey, I can give you the world right now, like, don't believe them because they can't, you know, they can't unless, I don't know, like, I mean, Taylor Swift, because she's in the news. I mean, she used to play on the back of a pickup truck, you know, bed. Like, you think she came from, you know, just decided to play and was the biggest thing in the world? No, you know. But sorry, I'm going off.
No, it's true. It's like I think it's important to have a vision, right? Like, have a vision of what you really want to accomplish and where you want to be, and have that goal, and then. You have to have some faith, trust the process, I think.
Yes, trust the process 100%. 100%. I couldn't have said it any better. You know, and like, that's, I'm not going to lie to you, that's something I've been trying to teach myself here lately, is to, you know, because I even get into it, you know, where it's like, why isn't this bigger than it is? Or what, you know, what am I doing wrong? What am I missing? But it's like, sometimes you're not missing or not doing anything you shouldn't be. It's not, you know?
Yeah. It's just like not exactly. And it's on its way though. Right. Yeah. Like wherever it is, it's pointed in the right direction. So yeah, just trust. Like, I think what you're doing is amazing. And I'm sure so many other people obviously do too. Right. So it's just that, yeah, everyone feels that way. I think that's what it is. It's that, like, no matter where you are and what point, I think everyone feels that way. It's like you have a vision and you want to see it come to life.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I think we're all in the same boat where you're like, you want to see it come to life a lot faster than maybe it does. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that portion of it sure as hell gets frustrating. But you know what? It'll get there when it's meant to be there.
Exactly. And you're right. It's like, if it was that easy, everyone would do it.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. I couldn't agree with that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, because I even have times where it's like, you know, like I just said, like, why isn't this at this point? Why, I'll have episodes where it's like, I'm literally talking to, you know, a local person that nobody outside of the area would know. And it gets more listens and more traction than somebody that has a name. You know, it's wild. It just, it's so weird. It's so, you know, I'm trying to not think about the noise and think about, you know, all those other things, because it's like, it's working and it's doing something. People know who we are. You know, it's,
oh, for sure.
You know, things will come when they're ready to come.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If anybody's listening to this that has ever had these feelings, I mean, you are public enemy number one when it comes to going through the ringer and just keep going. Like,
Yeah, well, everyone has, that's the thing, right? Like, everyone is going to run into challenges. Everyone's going to hit bumps in the road. Everyone's going to have things happen that are, you know, tragic in their life. And everyone's going to have those things. So it's important to realize that and just know that you're going to come out on the other side and you're going to be stronger and you're going to keep going.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, Dana, I can't thank you enough for your time today and chat and hearing your story and where you're going and what you're doing and the music that's coming out. I think it's special. I think it's great. I think what you already have out is fantastic. You know, it's great to, I think you're our first Canadian on the show. I'm not sure. I might've made that up, but, you know, it's been fun. I loved hearing, you know, your story and how you do things and where you're going. And damn, girl, you're just a workhorse and I love to see it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks for talking to me about it.
No problem. So before we close out here, I got to ask about, because we got the Boots and Whiskey podcast, right? I got to ask about your boots and your whiskey.
Oh, all right. Okay. So my favorite boots, they're pink. I wear them all the time. they're on my Instagram. I think I've posted about them like multiple times. And whiskey, I feel like I'm going to mess up this answer. Okay. I think maybe Canadians drink different whiskey. So I'm like, what's really good whiskey? What do you think is really good whiskey? Oh, like Jim Beam? Is it like, I don't know.
No.
Is it like Crown Royal? Is that?
I mean, that's Canadian. I mean, me personally, I'm not a big Canadian whiskey person because it's a little too much of a bite. But, you know, I like the Buffalo Trace stuff that comes out of Buffalo Trace, you know, Eagle Rare, Buffalo Trace, Blanton's, you know, the
world. Okay, I'm going to have to try that. But how about my answer for today? Because I feel like I've had mostly Canadian whiskey is I'm going to have to go with Crown Royal.
That's fine. Okay. A lot of people like Crown. I can't do it. I've tried and I want to like it all, but I don't know.
It's like Crown with Canada Dry. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, ginger ale.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. Are there people the most that don't Canadian know answer you'll have?
I think there's, yeah, I think I've met some people here that didn't know what it was.
Oh my God. You gotta get back out of Indiana. Go back to where this is.
Yeah.
Oh, for real. Dana, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, we'll talk soon about, you know, whatever is happening next for you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you
so much. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Dallas Jackson here with Tipsy Music. Artists, are you tired of getting $5 to play Freebird? How are you getting fans to engage with your own music? Venmo and Linktree are just temporary solutions until now. Tipsy Music is the one-stop shop for live music to make your life easier and monetize your setlist. Tipsy takes Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and even credit cards all through your unique Tipsy QR code. Best part is no app to download, so fans can pay you quickly and get back to getting tipsy while watching you do what you do best. Sign up for free today at tipsymusic.com. That's T-I-P-S-E-E music.com at tipsymusic on all socials. Long live live music.
Covered up, candle.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today. Dana, thank you for being a wonderful guest and telling us your story. We cannot wait to hear more about it. Remember, her new music comes out next Friday on the 1st. Damn, December 1st, that's next Friday. Holy shit. Wow. Year has flown by. I hope you guys are having a great, great Thanksgiving season if you're in the U.S. with us. If not, if you're not in the U.S., I hope you're having a great week. Again, like I said, nothing crazy coming up this weekend that we know of. Next weekend, we do have a show at Off the Rails for Houston Bernard, Scarlett Drive, and Ashley Jordan. Looking forward to seeing those guys, some good friends of ours. Monday also, we have an announcement to make. We are going to be giving away tickets for an event close to us starting Monday. It's going to go from this coming Monday to the following Monday, which is December 4th. So November 27th to December 4th, we will be running a contest for a ticket giveaway. I will announce that info on Monday, so stay tuned for that. And again, on Monday, Jay Allen is here with us. And then on Wednesday, Allison Porter. And then on Friday, December 1st, Jet Jürgenmeier. Oh, it's such a tongue twister. Great kid. Can't wait for you to hear it. And that's it, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, check us out on all of our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, the whole nine yards. We don't do much with Twitter. I think we might as well just delete it. But I hope you had a wonderful holiday. And that's it, guys. Remember, if you're new here at the Boots of Whiskey podcast, it's all about real people, real stories, real country. Thank you all so much. We will see you next week. Enjoy your weekend. Cheers, everyone. Good night.